This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera nhasi uri musi wechitatu kubvumbi 27 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti hezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Zimbabwe International Trade Fair inopinda muzuva repiri vemabhizimusi vachiratidzira zvigadzirwa zvavo muBulawayo. Ishe Makore neutungamiri weZANU PF kuGutu South vochikisidzira nerufu vanhu vose vemudunhu iri vakapinda mumusangano wakaitwa navatsvangirai nemugovera. Mumiriri weAmerica muZimbabwe anoti Zimbabwe iri kutadza kubudirira nepamusana pekutadza kuzvitonga, kwete nyaya dzezvirango dziri kutaurwa nehurumende. Izvi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Gungano reZimbabwe International Trade Fair iro rinoitwa gore roga roga rapinda muzuva repiri nhasi muguta reBulawayo, paine makambani, mapazi ehurumende pamwe nevamwewo masangano akasiyana siyana anosvika mazana makumi matatu nemapfumbamwe ari kuratidzira zvaanogadzira pamwe nemabasa aanoita. Makambani nemasangano aya ari kubva kunyika gumi nepfumbamwe kusanganisira nyika dzemuAfrica pamwe nedzemhiri kwemakungwa. Nyika yeRussia ndeimwe yenyika dzekunze yadzoka pagungano iri mushure mekusambovepo kwemakore mashoma apfuura. Nyika yeSouth Africa iyo ine makambani makumi matatu ndiyo nyika ine makambani akawanda ari pagungano reZITF. Muzvare Minenhle Moyo vanoshanda neimwe kambani yemuZimbabwe inodhinda machira anogadziriswa mbatya vati rimwe bazi rekambani yavo rakavhara muBulawayo nekuda kwekusamira zvakanaka kwezvinhu munyika. Asi vati vari kufara nekuwana mukana wekuve pagungano reZITF regore rino, vachiti izvi zvichavapa mukana wekushambadza kuvanhu kuti kambani yavo ichiripo. Mune chimwewo chiitiko, mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vati hurumende iri kushushikana nenyaya yekuti Zimbabwe yave kungoita basa rekutenga zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana kubva kune dzimwe nyika nekuda kwekuti makambani emuno haasi kukwanisa kugadzira zvigadzirwa zvakakwana zvekutengesa munyika kana kunze. VaMnangagwa vanga vachitaura pavavhura musangano weInternational Business Conference yeZITF muBulawayo yemakare. Vati hurumende iri kuita zvose zvainogona kubatsira mukumutsiridza maindastiri emunyika. Vakakurudzira vemaindastiri aya kuti vatambire pfungwa dzemashandiro echizvino-zvino ave kuitwa nemamwe makambani pasi rose. Gungano reZITF richavhurwa zviri pamutemo nemusi wechishanu nemutungamiri wenyika yeTogo vaFore Nasibe. Sangano reZimbabwe Peace Project kana kuti ZPP rinoti vemapato anopikisa kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana vari kunyimwa chikafu chepachena nemakanzura eZANU PF pamwe chete nemasabhuku. Mugwaro raburitswa nesangano iri nhasi zvichitevera tsvagiridzo yarakaita mwedzi wapfuura, ZPP inoti izvi zviri kuitika kunzvimbo dzakaita seMashonaland Central, Mashonaland East, Mashonaland West, Manicaland, Masvingo, Matabeleland South nematabeleland North. mukuru wezpp muzvara Justina Mukoko vaudza ntungamiri Nkomo westudio 7 kuti munhu wese anofanirwa kupiwa chikafu zvisinei nekuti ndewebato ripi.
Tiri kutsutsumwa nenyaya yekuti zvekudya izvi zviri kubatwa nevamwe vakuita zvekuita rusarura vachitarisa kuti munhu anopinda bato ripi rezvematongerwo enyika. Hazvizi zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti tese tiri kuziya kuti kune zvizvarwa zvenyika ino vanhu vanosvika ku4 million vanonzi vakatarisana nenzara. Saka zvakakodzera kuti Social Welfare Department idzike zvekare panenge pachienda zvekudya zvavo kuvanhu kuti vave nechokwadi kuti vanhu vese vanova zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe vanowana zvekudya.
Nhengo dzezanupf dziri pamusorosoro mungati dzine ruzivo here semaonero enyu nekunyimwa chikafu kuri kuitwa vanhu?
Zvimwe zvacho ndofunga ndimadira ndivhange zviri kuitwa munharaunda dzigere vanhu, asi takati shushikanei zvishoma nechiitiko chakaitika kuGoromonzi apo kwakuina kuna kansela vemdct vakasarudzwa kuti vave kansela vanga vari kuita hurukuro pamusoro pekuti zvekudya zvopiwa vanhu sei. Takaona kunge paita kakupindira kuti vanhu havasi kugutsikana nezviri kuitwa nakansela ava zvekuti patoone umwe munhu akasarudzwa kuti anofanira kunge ari kuvateedza pese pavanoita misangano.
Muzvare Justina Mukoko ndiwo mukuru weZimbabwe Peace Project vanga vachitaura vari muHarare nantungamiri Nkomo westudio 7. Asi nhengo yezanupf inomirira Pelandaba Mupopoma mudare reparamende vaJoseph Chuma vanoti aya manyepo kuti zanupf iri kuita rusarura pachikafu.
Ayo manyepo ayo vanhu vatori pabasa ravo rekuedza kuchinja hurumende nenzira zvisiri izvo. Vakaedza kuuya vaya MDC vakatadza, vakaedza kuita zvimwe zvese izvi vakatadza. Saka navo vaona kushandisa food kuti pamwe vakagona kuhwina. Havambopakahwina nenhema, isusu hatimbofadzani navanhu. Inini ndakutaura saMP ndakatotaura even vanhu kuconscience kwangu kuti hatimbofa tapa vanhu food nekuti unotanga wabvisa kadhi repati yakati. Ndiyakati kwete mutungamiri wangu akati tisadaro. Saka munhu wese kodzero rokuwana food aid hatimbosarudza kana kana munhu wese ngapiwe chikafu. VaMugabe ivo chaivo vati munhu wese ngapiwe chikafu, Mai Mugabe vati munhu wese ngapiwe chikafu, mavice presidents edu maviri kuna vice president vaMupoko vakati munhu wese ngapiwe chikafu, vaMunangagwa vari kuti munhu wese ngapiwe chikafu, kabineti yese iri kuti munhu wese ngapiwe chikafu, ZANUPF yese iri kuti munhu wese ngapiwe chikafu. Saka kana vachuma vakunyima vanhu chikafu, ichivaiti vachuma vanyima vanhu chikafu, zvinoti nezvemusangano.
VaJoseph Chuma inhengo yezanupf inomirira Pelandaba Mupopoma mudare reparamende vanga vachitaura vari parunare vari muBulawayo nantungamiri Nkomo westudio 7. Vatungamiri vezanupf kuGutu South pamwe chete naIshe Makore vanoti munhu achaonekwa achienda kumisangano yeMDC mudunhu iri achaurayiwa nezanupf. Gandri Maramba anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vagari vemuward 27 ne28 vakadaidzwa kumusangano musi wechipiri uyo kwavakaudzwa kuti vakaonekwa vachienda kumisangano yeMDC vachaurayiwa. Izvi zvinoteera musangano wakaitwa nemutungamiriri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai mudunhu iri musi wemugovera. Vatungamiriri veZANUPF vakashandisa Mambo Makore vaJustius Muzenda kuudza masabhuku anopfuura 30 kuti vauye kumusangano nevanhu vavo vose. Pamusangano wakaitwa pachaite muramo wa 27 paimbwa nziyo nekuitwa maslogan eZANUPF vanhu vachiudzwa kuti vachafa uye vakaenda kumusangano weMDC vachaurayiwa. Sachigaro weZANUPF anoona nezvanamujibha nanachimbwido munzvimbo iyi vaJoseph Musasiwa avo vanozikamwa nezita ravo remadunhu rekunzi Comrade Fodo vakati pachafiwa nekudeuka kweropa kuvanhu vose vakaenda kumusangano wavatsvangirai.
Handisi kuda kukupedzerai nguva musazoti hatina kutaura. Pane nyaya yatsikwa tsikwa nachairman wangu pano yokuti kune vanhu vakaenda kwavasinanzi vaende nemasabhuku avo. Kana ndikakuda nazita pano ndoda kuti utaure ndisabhuku akakutuma. Ndiri kuzviita izvezvi.
Garo vechidiki mudunhu iri varapson manzunzu vakatiwo vanhu vakaenda kumusangano weMDC vachapfurwa nepfuti vakatiwo vanhu vanobva pamusangano weZANU-PF usati wapera vachaonawo chitsvuku zvakare vakati ZANU-PF ichadzinga masabhuku ose anotsigira musangano weMDC uye vanoenda kumusangano yebato iri
handipfuri muti rumende hainohodhi mabara odi tipfura muti nopfura munhu munda topfura vadzosera vanhu mambo zvona ndaitaura yeyu vadzokera ipapa tinova ndamzwiro renzvimbo iyoko makoverereyo mukadzi wacho wasabhuke yeye ndiye wadzokerapo kuda wavhunika regalia asi uchazotitsananguri yake kuti nozvadzokera navanhu vanga vachifanira kuti vahwe mashoko amambo pano saka mambo mashoko iwavo achazosvika nani ikoko kana muti uchigona kuinda namashoko iwavo kwamakovere kuraizira kwamakovere ndo zvatichada kuzova kuti mashoko akanga achitaurwa namambo paya aiti kudini pamberi nokubatana pamberi nokunzwisisa pasina mhandu pasina mhandu
mambo makore vakati vari kurwadziwa nevanhu vavo vanoenda kumusangano wavatsvangirai vakati havachabvumidzi musangano weMDC munzvimbo ravo ishe ava vakabuda pachena vachiti ndeve ZANU-PF nekudaro munhu wose anofanira kuita zvinodiwa neZANU-PF
iri tini makore anizvo saka nhasi mikanga kuva munorokwani handimamatinorokwa makore saka ZANU-PF handiyeri kutonga kosabhuku handisi munhu weZANU-PF akakuda nezvaaakuda nekunzangana wezanupf kana unoda kuzoita purezidendi ndipurezidende
ishe makore vakatiwo vachadzinga masabhuku pamwe chete nakanzura weMDC akasangana navatsvangirai vasina kuvazivisa mudunhu ravo iri ishe makore vakapomera vajefta tange mhare mhosva yekutema huni nekubikira doro remusangano uyu vachiti zvaisava pamutemo wavo asi vatanga mhare avo vanovazvisa chigaro weMDCT kugutu south vakati ishe makore havana simba rekuvadzinga pamwe chete nekutyidzira vatsigiri vemusangano wavo
ini handina chindinochika pazviri nokuti mambo takavataurira takavaudza kuti ivo vakatanga kuenda mberi kwenyaya yacho isi tisati tadii tavaudza tikavaudza kuti chakuudzai ne katagadzirira tagadzirira ndakazovafonera vakati allright munoitira panzvimbo pasiri pamusha pomunhu ndikati allright tinapo pokuitira patakatenderera namapurisa
musangano uyu wakasiya vagari vazhinji vaine kutya sezvo wakavimbisa kudzoka kwemhirizhonga yezvematongerwo enyika mudunhu iri ndakamira studio 7 mugutu south kumasvingo ndini kandri maramba
makateerera kustudio 7 nepfenyuro yevanhu tiri kutepfenyura tiri muwashington dc tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi america iri kukurudzira ukraine kuti ichitanga kukanda mujeri vanoita zveuori mashoko aya anouya mushure memhirizhonga yanga ichitadzisa kupinda munyika iyi kwemari yakawanda yerubatsiro mutevedzeri wemunyori anoona nezvinoitika mueurope muamerica amai victoria newland vataura nhasi mukiyevhi vachiti vari kunzwa kufara nezviri kuitika muukraine munyaya dzekuwandudza zvinhu zvikuru munyaya dzinobata kutongwa kwedzimhosva mumiriri weamerica muzimbabwe vaharris thomas vanoti nyaya yeuori uye kutonga nedemo ndo yapa kuti zimbabwe iende kumawere kwete nyaya yezvirango vathomas muhurukuro yavaita nestudio 7 vati zvirango zvakatemerwa vanhu vashoma shoma uye america iri kudyidzana nevanhu vasiri pazvirango izvi vatiwo chiri kupa kuti zimbabwe isakwereteswe mari nenyika uye mabhanga akaita seimf neworld bank inyaya yekutadza kubhadhara zvikwereti vathomas vati weamerica iri kubatsira vanhu vemuzimbabwe nechikafu uye mishonga pamwe nekudzidzisa vechidiki vemuzimbabwe vatiwo vari kuvaka muzinda mukuru muzimbabwe uri kuunza mabasa kuzvizvarwo zvenyika iyi Mumiriri weAmerica uyu akurudzirawo Zimbabwe kuti isimbaradze nyaya yeutongi hwejekerere zvinosanganisira kusimbaradza kutsvaga murwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vaita idzamara uye kuita kuti bumbiro remitemo riyananiswe nemitemo mimwe. VaThomas vanoti zvizhinji zvavari kutaura zvido zvevana veZimbabwe kwete zveAmerica. Mukuziya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata chipangamazano chesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition kuchamembe kweAfrica vaJoy Mabenge uye sachigaro weZANU PF kuBritain vaNick Mangwana. Blessing atanga nekubvunza vaMangwana kuti vanoona sei nyaya yezvirango nemashoko avaThomas.
Icho hachisi chokwadi, havasina kutaura zvakatendeka ambasada. Kutaura kwakatendeka ndekwekuti zvirango zveupfumi zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe, nekuti direction yanga ichienda nenyika yayo haisiyo direction yanga yavanga vachida kuAmerica. Zvirango zvokutanga chaizvo zvakauya muna September 1999. Zimbabwe yanga isina kana chikwereti ipapo, yanga iri up to date. Ndokubva kwazo uya zidera iyo 2001, Zimbabwe yanga iri up to date. By 2003 ndo pakatanga kuita Zimbabwe zvikwereti zvichitanga kudzokera, zvichitanga kusara chita mari yasi. Saka havasi kutaura zvakatendeka.
VaMabenge, munoti kudi, munowirirana here navaMangwana?
Handinyanyi kuwirirana navaMangwana nekuti chandoziva ini ndechekuti inonzi default pachirungu yaya yakatanga kuitwa muna 1998 neZimbabwe. Pakatozouya zvirango zvanaAmerica vanaEU, default chaiye chaiyouye Zimbabwe, kana kuti kutadza kubhadhara zvikwereti kweZimbabwe nanaIMF nanaWorld Bank nanaAfrican Development Bank zvange zvatotanga kuitika muna 1998. Zvokwadi, nyaya iripo ndeyekuti hurumende chaiye chaiyo iyoyi inotoziva chose chose kuti nyaya iripo iri kuita kuti isagona kuwana mari kubva kuna naIMF nekune vamwe vanopa mari, inyaya yekusagona kubhadhara zvikwereti zvayo.
VaMangwana, zvimwewo zviri kutaurwa neAmerica zvavari kuti zviri kuita kuti Zimbabwe isafambire mberi vari kuti inyaya yeuori, munotenderana nazvo here?
Apo ndinotenderana navo pakuti nyika medu mune uori. Munhu anenge asina kutendeka anoramba shoko iroro. Chinongonetsa ndechekuti tisingadi kuishandisa seexcuse. Hazvina kodzero zvokuti imwe nyika iudze imwe nyika kuti igadzirise zvinhu zvayo. America ine uori hwomuhlobo wayowo hwainoita hwakasiyana siyana mudefense industry and so on. Hatisi, hazvinei nesi izvozvo zvazvinoitika ikoko, asi hazvisi kureva kuti justification yekuti Zimbabwe haifanira kugadzirisa zvinhu zvayo. Zimbabwe tinofanira kugadzirisa zvinhu zvedu. Uori hwatiurayira nyika, icho ichokwadi, asi that's not America's business.
Asi VaMabenge, tichitaura iyo nyaya iri kutaurwa neAmerica yekuti aiwa zvimwe zviri kukanganisa Zimbabwe inyaya yeuori, asi toonaka iyo America ichidyidzanawo nedzimwe nyika dzine uori hwakatoda kufanana neZimbabwe.
Aiwa, nyaya yeuori inyaya huru. Zvekuti America inodyidzana nedzimwe nyika zvinobva nokuti nyika idzodzo dzinotsvakei kuAmerica uye zveAmerica inotsvakei kunyika idzodzo. Tiri pachena vaZulu ndechekuti isu kuAmerica tiri vapeni, tinogara tichienda nendiro yekukumbira. Saka dzimwe nguva tikabvunzwa kunzi tikazvisvetukai, tinotobvunza kuti tosvetuka zvakadii. Asi chakakosha chingada kuti vateereri vanyanyoziva inyaya yekuti nyaya yeuora haisi nyaya badzi iri kutaurwa neAmerica kana mutungamiri wenyika vaMugabe chaivo vakanyunyuta nenyaya yeuori. Saka tinongoramba tichiti vanotungamira neavo vanenge vachibatsira vanotungamira ngavaite kuti munyika musave neuori.
VaMangwana, todzoka kwamuri. Imwe nyaya yakasimudzwawo inyaya yeutongo hwejekerere. VaAmerica vari kuti zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinofanira kugadziriswa hasi kuti zviri kuitirwa America asi kuitirwa vana veZimbabwe, vachitaura kuti kunonoka kwekugadziriswa kwenyaya yebumbiro remitemo kuti inge ichienderana nemimwe mitemo iripo. Nyaya dzavaita idzamara yakasimudzwawo nenyaya dzekuti vanhu vange vachisununguka kana vachida kuratidzira. Munoti kudini mashoko aya?
Yekuyananisa mitemo yenyika nebumbiro guru remutemo, inyaya iri kushandwa nayo, inyaya yana makore mati akati kuti tamune rechitatu I think from 2013. Inyaya iri behind, asi challenge iri kufesa hurumende inyaya dzemari, nokuti process yacho inoda quite a lot of personnel neskill, saka inoda maresources. But handingapokani nekuti inyaya iri behind, inyaya inofanira kunadzirwa. Tichienda pane yavadzamara iyoyoyo, tingatonetsana kusvika makore anotevera akawanda, nokuti hurumende iri kuti anoziva ane kaumbowo kanotitungamirira ane lead ngau yenayo atibatsire kuti tione kuti tiri tiwane tichange kuti munhu akanyangarika uya akanyangarikira nechekupi kana kuno ku Britain tina anonzi Madeleine McCain ndofunga atova ne 5 or 6 years achitsvagwa
vamabhenge pinda itinzwe
chekutanga ndechekuti ndinotenderana zvakanyanya nezvakataurwa nava Thomas nekuti nyaya iripo ndeyokuti vadzamara totanga neavadzamara vadzamara munhu wakasiyana nesvose munhu unotozikanwa kuti wakatorwa mutorerwo unenge une chekuita nezvematongerwo enyika zvino hurumende haingati hainei kana nechainoziva maererano nekutsakatika kwakaita vadzamara saka pese pachanzi neamerica kana kuti pachataurwa naani zvake ari kupi kwaari achiti hurumende iri accountable saka ngaiite kuti vadzamara vawanike ticharamba tichingopigira mashoko iyayo
Chipanga mazano chesangano recrisis in Zimbabwe coalition kuchamembe kweAfrica vajoin mabhenge vari parunare muHarare manzwa zvakare kubva kuna sachigaro wezano PF kuBritain vaNick Mangwana vari parunare kuLondon vaviri ava vanga vachiita hurukuro yanga ichikokerwa naBlessing Zulu Studio 7 Muchikamu chedu chatinoita hurukuro nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika nhasi tine hurukuro nava vakirai mawema avari muWashington DC. Vamawema vanoshanda saarchitect pane imwe kambani huru inonzi Gensler uye vakadomwa nebepa nhau reWashington Business Journal kuve pakati pevanhu makumi mana vane makore ari pasi pemakumi mana vane unyanzvi hwekutungamira mune zvemabhizimusi. Vamawema vakauya muno muAmerica muna 1997 vakasvikira kudunhu reCalifornia uko vakadzidza vakamboshandawo vasati vatama vachinovaka musasa muWashington DC umo vagara kwemakore masere. Vanofarira mutambo weRugby uye vanoitawo zvemumhanzi nechikwata chavo chiri muWashington DC makare. Vamawema ava nemhuri vanoti vari kuitawo mabasa akasiyana-siyana ekubatsira kumusha pamwe nemuno mavagere. Gatinzwe hurukuru yavaita nesu pamusoro pezvirongwa zvavari kuita.
Ndinosenzira kambani inonzi Gensler. Gensler global design firm. Saka tinoita nezvearchitecture, interior design, graphic design, nemamwewo madesign disciplines akangodaro-daro. Saka position yangu inoti iyo senior associate.
Basa renyu ramunoita mungaritsanangura sei?
Inini ndakaenda kuchikoro ndikaita degree rearchitecture. Architecture, it's the art and the science of building, construction and design. Saka dzimba, ma hotels, ma office buildings, ma stadium, any kind of buildings, ndo environment yandosenza ndiri.
Mubasa renyu ramuri kuita iri, izvi zvamungatiwo izvi zvino ndinakidza izvi. Nezvimwe zvamungati izvi ndo zvinogozha pabasa rangu izvi.
Munoziva kuti kudi basa rangu rinonakidza pakuti machallenges atinoona maclients edu. Kakawanda kacho maclients edu anouya achida kubatsirwa kudesigna kana ari mahotels kana chichi. But zvinoitika ndezvekuti mukuita investigate maproblems acho nemachallenges acho. Mamwe maquestions ari related anowanza kubuda ipapo. Saka tinoona kuti process yedu yokudiscover kuti design yedu, the final design, ichabira zvakadii, inowanzo reveala mamwe maopportunities nemamwe machallenges anga asati ari clear pakutanga pethe project. Saka the client anobva aona kuti no, this process yokuinvestigata machallenges yedu iri kutotibatsira beyond zvatakatifunga kuti tingabatsirwa nazvo. Saka inini I take a lot of pride and joy in that process. Being able to do that.
Ko zvamungatiwo zvinogozha?
Ndingati inini muno muAmerica this industry ya design ne architecture haina zvayo vanhu vatema vakawanda. Saka as we go around in our communities edu aya ndinoona kuti vanhu vanowanzoshama kunzwa kuti munhu mutema uyu is an architect uyezve atova somebody ari in a leadership position in a very well known global firm. Saka ka element ka prejudice ka chiripo uyezve you find vanhu will be surprised and also treat you a little bit differently nemhaka yekuti uri munhu mutema asi sezvo tiri vanhuwo vakapinda kuchikoro tama professionals nesuwo, saka we are able to perform at a high level. Saka those my perceptions were they changed during the course of my projects edu, but going into the projects we find kuti ndo ma challenges that tinosangana nawo.
Mune zvimwe zvihombe here zvamakaitawo mubasa renyu zvekuti mungada kuzivisanawo nevana veZimbabwe?
Muno muAmerica takaita a big renovation one of the stadiums, the home ground the Philadelphia Eagles, the American football, iko Philadelphia kwakare. Saka that was a big project, a big contribution towards.
Vanga vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vavakaima hwema vari parunare muno muWashington DC neStudio 7. Mutauriri weparamende vaJacob Mutenda vakasvika muKuwait nezuro umo vari kushanya nedzimwe nhengo dzinomirira paramende kuti vaone mafambisirwo anoitwa basa mabasa eparamende munyika iyi. VaMutenda vari munyika iyi panguva iyo zvimwe zvisvarwa zveZimbabwe zvechidzimai zviri kunzi zviri muunhapwa mushure mekunyeperwa nemakoronyera kuti zvaizopiwa mabasa. VaMutenda vaudza Studio 7 kuti vari pakati penhaurwa nehurumende yeKuwait kuti madzimai nevanasikana vanosvika 32 avo vakakwanisa kutiza kwavaishanda vadzokere kumusha nechishanu. VaMutenda nevamwe vavo vari kupedza kushanya kwavo muKuwait nechishanu. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yavaita naMavlas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Ngu takataurirwa nemumiriri wedu unoko kuKuwait. Nyaya yacho inosiririsa chaizvo zvokuti iyo nyaya taitora tikataurirana naacting prime minister uyezve ari minister weforeign affairs kuti vana ava nemadzimai ava zvava vari muchibharo hazvina kunaka pamutemo, nekuti izvi zviri kuitwa nematsotsi anoda mari, matsotsi ari kuZimbabwe nematsotsi ekunoko. Zvisiri mumurawo wehurumende yeKuwait nehurumende yeZimbabwe. Tazvowirirana kuti madzimai ava nevana ava tinofanira kuti tidzokere nawo kuZimbabwe. Tabotsvaga-tsvaga kune vamwe kumusha nekunoko kuti vatibatsire mari yematiketi, air tickets, kuti vanhu ava vadzokere kumusha. Ndinofunga kuti pachishanu kana taakudzokera tichadzokera nawo madzimai avo nevanasikana avo.
Vanga vari mutauriri wedare reparamende vaJacob Mutenda vachitaura vari muKuwait. Chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa kushandiswa kuri kuitwa nyaya dzematongerwo enyika munyaya dzekupiwa kwechikafu munyika. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panamba inoti 12024650318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuti ratigwa kufonerai. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, rakai timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi. Zimbabwe International Trade Fair inopinda muzuva repiri vemabhizimusi vachiratidzira zvigadzirwa zvavo muBulawayo. Ishe Makore neutungamiri weZanu PF kuGutu South vochikisidzira nerufu vanhu vose vemudunhu iri vakapinda mumusangano wakaitwa navatsvangirai nemugovera. Mumiriri weAmerica muZimbabwe anoti Zimbabwe iri kutadza kubudirira nepamusana pekutadza kuzvitonga, kwete nyaya dzezvirango dzairi kutaura. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anokuonekai nemufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande naMavlas Muhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 27th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
ZANU-PF officials threaten to kill MDCT supporters in Mashingo province.
It's time for you to repent or you will see hell.
Zimbabwe's Speaker of Parliament is set to bring back home some women currently stuck in Kuwait.
We agreed that the 32 young women be repatriated back to Zimbabwe.
United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe says targeted sanctions are not hurting Zimbabwe.
Let me be clear. Zimbabwe is not eligible for loans from international financial institutions because, as you know, it stopped paying before 1999.
And former Education Minister David Coltart launches his book on Zimbabwe's political struggles.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The ZANU-PF leadership in Gudu, Mashingo province, has threatened to punish supporters of the MDCT who recently attended a rally addressed by their party leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. Our correspondent, Gandri Maramba, reports.
The threats were made at a meeting called by the ZANU-PF leadership in Gudu South and Chief Makore, who were eyed by local people that attended Tsvangirai's rally, where he urged his supporters to resist food politicization. Addressing spooked villagers at Chaitemura in Ward 27, several ZANU-PF officials threatened to kill some of the villagers who attended the Tsvangirai meeting, saying it was illegal in the area to attend opposition events. ZANU-PF District War Collaborators Chairman Joseph Msasiwa, who is popularly known as Comrade Fodo, threatened to punish the villagers with death and had a list of names of villagers that attended Tsvangirai's rally.
I don't want to waste your time. There are people who attended that rally without being allowed to do so by their village heads. I heard those who went to that men's rally, and I want to tell you that I will go their doors and paint them with blood. And if you see that blood, it's the end of you. Don't cry foul and accuse others of selling you out. You went to that rally in broad daylight and you were seen.
Fodo threatened to take immediate action against the villagers.
It's time for you to repent or you will see hell.
ZANU-PF chairman of the same district, Rabson Manzunzu, also threatened to shoot some of the villagers who attended Tsvangirai's rally.
Government does not buy bullets so that we shoot trees. I will shoot people, not trees. They is this lady, chief of Makovere. She is in village head's wife. I caught her inciting people to go home and leave this meeting. I will start with her. I will shoot her. All village heads who attended the opposition meetings will be relieved of their duties and replaced by loyal party youths.
Chief Makore, whose real name is Justius Muzenda, openly declared that he was a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party and banned opposition party meetings and rallies in his area.
I called you to this meeting. I heard people saying this meeting is ZANU-PF but was called by chief. How can this not be a ZANU-PF meeting when all traditional leaders belong to the ruling party? We are all ZANU-PF and even my village heads.
The chief further threatened to forcibly remove councillors, including Ward 27 representative Jeff Tatangemare, accused of inviting Tsvangirai to Gudu South. He also accused Tsvangirai of convening the rally against a one-month public holiday in his area, declared to mourn the chief's late father who died last month. But Tsvangirai scoffed at the threats, saying the chief does not have power to fire him.
If the chief, have got any power of firing me from my position, which I was voted by the people, So he can do so, but to my right, the people who voted me are going to say.
Some villagers say violence is resurfacing in the province ahead of the 2018 general elections. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.
Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda says he has negotiated for the repatriation of 32 women and girls who were trafficked to Kuwait under the guise of finding greener pastures but were later abused by locals. In an exclusive interview with Studio 7, Mudenda said that he is set to return home with the women on Friday. Hundreds of Zimbabwean women and girls were trafficked to Kuwait, where they were turned into sex slaves while others performed menial jobs. A couple of agents representing companies that recruited them have already appeared in court facing charges of human trafficking. Mudenda tells us more on his visit to Kuwait with a parliamentary delegation.
Yes, we discussed the issue extensively, although it was not the major issue of our visit. It's a matter that arose after my delegation had been briefed by our ambassador here in Kuwait, and the narrative was very sad indeed, because it actually verges on criminality by characters in Zimbabwe and here in Kuwait, who actually conned these young women with the promise of some attractive employment, only to be turned into some form of slavery with some elements of abuse. And I'm happy to say that after our discussion with the acting prime minister, who is also minister of foreign affairs, we agreed that the 32 young women be repatriated back to Zimbabwe. And we are making necessary arrangements.
So is this going to be at the government's expense?
We have made some contact with well-wishers here in Kuwait and at home. And I'm happy that we have put together the resources to pay their one-way ticket back to Zimbabwe.
That was the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, speaking with Studio 7 from Kuwait.
United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe Harry Thomas Jr. says Washington is ready to engage Harare and has dismissed claims that his country's sanctions regime have hurt Zimbabwe's economy. In this first edition of a two-part report, Studio 7's Blessing Zulu reports on sanctions and new lines of credit for Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe's debt distress remains the major hurdle for achieving its development objectives. As a first step toward normalizing relations with creditors, Zimbabwean authorities have developed a strategy for clearing arrears owed to international finance institutions. The plan received strong support from creditors and development partners at a meeting on the sidelines of the 2015 annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank in Lima, Peru. But Shidomu Nyati, an independent public affairs consultant, says it is not likely that the arrears clearance plan will succeed without the complete support of the U.S. because of the restrictive provisions under the Zimbabwe Democracy and Economic Recovery Act, or ZIDERA. Unlike the Staff Monitored Program, or SMP, which is approved by the IMF's management, a fund financial arrangement, new loans or budgetary support requires the approval of the IMF Executive Board. The U.S. effectively has veto power on the IMF Executive Board to approve or deny fund financial arrangements. The U.S. has similar controlling power in the World Bank. Asked about this, Ambassador Thomas says it is still premature to talk about the action the U.S. will take.
Let me be clear. Zimbabwe is not eligible for loans from international financial institutions because, as you know, they stopped paying before 1999, and that made Zimbabwe ineligible. That has nothing to do with ZIDERA. We do encourage economic reform. We would like to see economic reform. We're very encouraged by meetings in Lima. We'll have to see what happens in May. But there's a long way to go before there would be any discussion of monies and disbursement. So it's premature to talk at this point about new lending.
The Sunday Mail newspaper recently accused the United States of crippling Harare's economy by targeting banks dealing with Zimbabwe. But Ambassador Thomas says what has hurt Zimbabwe's economy more is its failure to reform and deal with corruption and not sanctions.
Our sanctions are on 98 individuals, 68 companies. If that one of those listed companies or individuals are trying to enact transitions, that is when the DERA takes place. I think the challenge Zimbabwe has as a dollar economy is that you have to perform as a dollar economy. That means the highest standards. That means lack of corruption. That means open transparency. But in no way are we trying to effect regime change.
In February 1962, President John F. Kennedy proclaimed an embargo on trade between the United States and Cuba in response to certain actions taken by the Cuban government and directed the Departments of Commerce and the Treasury to implement the embargo, which remains in place today. But on April 11, 2015, Presidents Barack Obama and Raul Castro shook hands at the Summit of the Americas in Panama, marking the first meeting between a U.S. and Cuban head of state since the two countries severed ties in 1961. The meeting came 4 months after the presidents announced that their countries would restore diplomatic relations and gave rise to President Obama's March 2016 visit to Cuba, the first by a sitting president in over 85 years. But the question is, why not Zimbabwe? International Crisis Group Southern Africa Project Director Pius Pigu says it's like comparing apples and oranges.
I think the big question, though, is that each case is considered on its own merits, and it may well be that the decision in the case of Cuba is that at this stage, moving towards the lifting of those measures is seen as positive, that adequate and certain steps have been taken. Perhaps in connection with Zimbabwe, they don't see those same steps being made and they're still concerned about some of those issues.
ZANU-PF chairman for the UK province, Nick Mangwana, says Mr. Mugabe is targeted because he's a pan-Africanist.
It is because of the position that President Mugabe takes on the international stage. He fights against the overwhelming force of America and its hegemony.
The United States implemented the targeted sanctions program in 2003 as a result of what it alleges to be actions and policies of certain members of the government of Zimbabwe and other persons undermining democratic institutions and processes in Zimbabwe. But Harare says sanctions were imposed because it embarked on a land reform program to address the colonial imbalances. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Blessing. We'll give you a second edition of this report tomorrow, in which we are continuing with the debate on the impact of sanctions on Zimbabwe and the way forward. Don't miss it right here on Studio 7.
Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa says government is concerned that Zimbabwe is becoming a dumping ground for various products sourced from several nations, a situation that has resulted in the crippling of local industries. Our correspondent Taura Ishawa reports from the country's second largest city, Bulawayo, in this report presented by VOA's Ndimiyake Mwakalele.
Presenting the keynote address at the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair's International Business Conference in Bulawayo today, Mnangagwa acknowledged that the country has become dependent on imports from various countries, with local industries failing to produce for export due to viability problems. Zimbabwe is spending millions of dollars every month on imports, which in most cases are cheaper than locally manufactured products. The vice president said government is taking measures to stop this trend, but also challenged local industries to be innovative in order to be able to produce goods that are competitive.
Efforts are underway to arrest the trend and revive domestic industry. There is need for a paradigm shift by industry and business towards the use of abundant domestic resources and skills to provide goods and services of competitive quality. This will, in turn, undoubtedly endear Zimbabweans to locally produced goods and make them competitive on the international market.
Mnangagwa said government supports industries in drive to retool and noted that the globalization of the world economy requires that industry and commerce adopt new ways of doing business.
In the face of the regional trade integration agenda and the globalization, I call upon industry and commerce to rapidly adopt and adapt to cutting-edge innovation solutions in order to withstand competition.
Director Eve Gadzikwa of the Standards Association of Zimbabwe said government has to lead in efforts to come up with a national brand or image of the country which can help make it a destination for investment. Industry Minister Mike Bima, who was among several cabinet ministers at the meeting, said government has set up a committee for national branding.
You want to attract FDI, you want to attract investments. There is an image, something that you would want to say, this is Zimbabwe. So investment promotion, they are involved. And you have tourism. So there's the Ministry of Tourism very much involved in the steering of national branding. Then also my ministry.
The International Business Conference has become part of the ZITF and brings together government officials and local, regional, as well as international leaders of commerce and industry to discuss investment opportunities in the country. This year's event is the 10th edition of the conference since its inauguration. This is Dimyake Mwakalielie reporting from Washington on behalf of our reporter in Bulawayo, Taurai Shaba.
Coming up,
politicization of drought relief aid continues in Zimbabwe.
And we also give you our diaspora slot, so please stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
After months of campaigning in the U.S. presidential race, the Republican frontrunner Donald Trump and Democratic leader Hillary Clinton are close to squaring off against each other in the November national election after a string of convincing wins yesterday in the party nominating contest.
Nearly 6 months after the Paris attacks, top surviving suspect Salah Abdeslam appeared at a courthouse in the French capital just hours after his extradition from Belgium.
And press freedom declined in Africa and around the world in 2015, according to a new report by the monitoring and advocacy group Freedom House. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora continue to raise the country's flag high through achieving many goals in their respective fields. One such Zimbabwean is Washington, D.C.-based Varikai Mawema, who was recently nominated by the Washington Business Journal to be among 40 under 40 business leaders in Washington. Mawema is an architect at Gensler, a design and architecture firm where he has worked for the past 8 years. The former rugby player and referee is also a member of the Honey Band, a music outfit at Tacoma Park in the USA.
He is also a member of a non-governmental organization, Junior Achievement, which teaches young adults about financial literacy. Mawema, who has been in the diaspora for 19 years, speaks with reporter Jonga Kanzemiri about this and related issues.
I would describe myself professionally as a designer and an architect who is mostly concerned with the power and the value that design thinking can bring to problem solving throughout the world. Mostly focused at this point in my community here in Washington, D.C., but also involved in projects and other initiatives around the globe. On the personal front, I'm a 36-year-old man, about to be 37. I am a husband and a father of two children. And I've been in Washington, D.C. 8 years and been involved in some some projects of significance. Some that come to mind include the recent renovation of the American football stadium of the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia here in the United States, and also being recently involved on our Washington, D.C.'s bid for the hosting of the 2024 Olympics, which involved a variety of venues. Although we didn't really win the competition to be the American city to host that, we did place second behind Boston.
Many Zimbabweans in the diaspora find themselves engaging in other activities besides their normal line of work. Do you have anything outside your job that you are doing?
If you're speaking about, for example, philanthropic efforts, I am involved as a volunteer in a number of organizations, but I'll mention one in particular by the name of Junior Achievement, which is a global not-for-profit institution which concentrates on teaching young adults and teenagers about financial literacy, workforce readiness, and entrepreneurship. And I have been involved with that organization since I arrived in Washington, D.C., and I've also designed a couple of facilities for that organization here in town. The Junior Achievement is also present in Zimbabwe, which is great news, and in many countries all over the world. On the personal side of things, I'm a musician. Perhaps it's fair to say that lately I've taken a step back from doing music just because I have a young family. But I'm in a band called the Honey Guns, a local band, and I perform as an individual solo artist. And I have a couple of records that I've put out over the last few years as well.
Do you have any plans of going back to Zimbabwe?
I would love more than anything to move back to Zimbabwe, or to at least be more regular in my visitations of Zimbabwe in the short term. The situation there professionally is a little bit more challenging than it is here for folks like me in my industry, and also especially given the network and the exposure and the opportunities that are here for both myself and my family and colleagues. But I'm hopeful that as things start to change in Zimbabwe, as they seem to have been doing, the environment is going to become a little bit more appealing for people like myself and others all over the world who are very anxious and very excited to be a part of Zimbabwe's future, you know, as we move into the next generation of leaders in the country.
That was Zimbabwean Vakirai Mawema speaking with Studio 7's Jongaka Nzemiri in Washington. A top human rights lawyer and opposition politician, David Coulthard, has implored the United States government to lift targeted sanctions on Zimbabwe, saying they have outlived their purpose. Coulthard made the plea yesterday at the book signing ceremony for his book entitled The Struggle Continues, 50 Years of Tyranny, at the U.S. Capitol.
Coulthard said the targeted sanctions imposed on President Robert Mugabe and his inner circle a couple of years ago were not benefiting anyone but the ZANU-PF leadership because they were apportioning their failure to effectively run the economy on the restrictive measures.
It's a shame that the administration has not listened to many of us in the human rights community and in the opposition and simply lifted sanctions, not as a reward, but simply as a realization that they no longer are serving any purpose.
Coulthard, a former education minister in Zimbabwe's inclusive government, which ended in 2013, said although in the past the security chiefs were united around President Mugabe, they are now divided.
Not only is ZANU-PF split into three distinct factions, but the army, the police, the intelligence service is split as well.
Chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Ed Royce, told the gathering that Coulthard's book will enable the Zimbabwe situation to continue under the spotlight.
The cases and the human rights situations that bring to the attention of the world what is in danger of falling off of the front pages, because we've become so paralyzed by the incredible lack of human rights and freedoms in Zimbabwe, there is a danger of people forgetting about the human beings on the ground.
This struggle continues. 50 years of tyranny has already caused tremors in Zimbabwe after Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa denied that he had urged the killing of people during the Gugurahundi massacres of the 1980s, as written in the book. During a question and answer session, U.S. Congressman Gregory Simpkins asked Coulthard how it felt to be referred to as an African when he is white. Coulthard said although there were some white people who still regarded themselves as Europeans in Zimbabwe, the dynamics have changed because he has his roots dating back more than a century in Africa. Coulthard has held several signing ceremonies in the U.S. during the past few weeks and was expected to leave for Zimbabwe today.
Thank you there, Chris. We now go to the youth.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage. Today we have a dynamic young man, and his name is McDonald Munyoro. And he's going to talk to us about the 2016 Dialogue Exchange Program. Hello, McDonald.
Thank you so much for having us and for also creating a platform that is driving the inclusion of young people.
What is happening at the Dialogue Exchange Program this week?
All right, so what we have happening this week from the 26th to the 29th of April as a tool to promote youth participation in national processes, and as part of this DEP, we are going to have tech innovators, young people that are interfacing with digital media coming from the African continent, whether Burundi, Somalia, Kenya, Uganda, Zambia, among others, and also our local delegates that will be coming from the Zimbabwean. I think with young people looking at issues of national processes, generally the trend is that there's been a lot of apathy. Young people have been frustrated and they've lost hope in such processes. But the fascinating thing now with the digital media is that young people, instead of maybe going to a rally and meeting a politician through digital media, they are now even able to have dialogue and exchange ideas around issues that are of a national concern, but using digital media and even interfacing with some of these key figures in government or in some of the political parties.
Who's going to be there?
We're going to have government line ministries and departments. For example, the Minister of Youth is going to be there. We're also even going to have the Zimbabwe Election Commission. Then in terms of digital media, we are also going to be having Mozinda Hub, which is one of the local hubs that is driving innovation and also creating a space for young people to incubate ideas. We're also going to be having TechZim. And I think for this one, it's the biggest, I think, excitement that we have so far, which is going to be the presence of Sir Nigel as part of the DEP. For those of us that are part of the Twitter community in Zimbabwe, the single most person with a huge following when it comes to Zimbabwe on Twitter.
Last question, as we are about to close, what would you like to tell the youth concerning the power of social media?
Young people should be engaged in social media because it is the in thing for us as young people. Here we're talking of a platform that has got no time zone, as wide and as big as is the Twitter community. And I think for us as young people, it creates and offers an interesting opportunity to share, to learn, to engage, and to also connect with other people in other parts of the world, with other development processes across the world, and also show our solidarity and support to some of the actions that other people are doing in their respective countries.
That was Donald Munyoro, Cluster Coordinator for National Association of Youth Organizations, NAYO Africa. And I am Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage.
Thanks, Chione. So remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners and experts about the politicization of food aid in Zimbabwe. And now a quick recap of today's top stories.
ZANU-PF officials threaten to kill MDCT supporters in Mashingo province.
Zimbabwe's Speaker of Parliament is set to bring back home some women currently stuck in Kuwait.
United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe says targeted sanctions are not hurting Zimbabwean people.
And former Education Minister David Coulthard launches his book on Zimbabwe's political struggles here in the U.S.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Mtunga Milinkomo. This is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Chris Lomavela silichana njani mthwakazo omuhle ikulamukela emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 27 ngoMabasa 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umhlangano wabosomabhizimusi abasembukisweni weZimbabwe International Trade Fair uvulwe lamhlanje ngomsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kukhangelwa ikakhulu amabhizimusi amancane. Inhlanganiso ekhankasela ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu iZimbabwe Peace Project ithi abasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo bancitshwa ukudla okwabelwa abalambayo. Igqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana David Coulthard secele uhulumende weMelika ukuthi ayekethise izijeziso zenotho azethulela eleZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umhlangano wabo somabhizimusi abasembukisweni weZimbabwe International Trade Fair uvulwe okusemthethweni lamuhla ngomsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kukhangelwa ikakhulu amabhizimusi amancane ukuqeda ukungethembeki, i-corruption kanye lokuhluza kabanzi umthetho wokupha amandla kwezenotho kwabensundu owe-indigenization. Kubika unompumelelo Moyo.
Ekhuluma ekusungulweni komhlangano wabosomabhizimisi embukisweni we-ZITF namhlanje, umphathintambo obona ngezamabhizimusi amancane unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni ubile ukuba kungumlando wabantu bonke ukubona ukuba amabhizimisi amancane ayahlonitshwa ngoba eyiwo abambe umnotho welizwe okwamanje.
Sisebenza layo sibili kodwa ke kabakacaci ukuthi ama-SMEs bazawanceda njani. Thanda ukuthi bangazibabulala inkukhu ezala amaqanda phela, ngoba ungabulala inkukhu ezala amaqanda okutho ukuthi akusela nkukhu, akusela maqanda. Sithanda ukuthi lawa ama-SMEs bazigoqe babe leshuwa ukuthi lapho abasebenzela khona kukhanye phela ukuthi kusebenzela abantu, ungaze kwaphonga ukuba yingcekeza yodwa kungasekawuqedakali ukuthi kwenzakalani. Laba basebeformalizile baba lamakhampani bangabona besiba lo hlupho lezimbra, sebesiyacela ukuthi basikontakte kwenza ukuthi sincedisane lapho, bangazibafela ngaphakathi njengephili.
Uchaze ukuba uhlelo lokunikeza amathuba amabhizimusi amancane okusemthethweni
akufanani lokuthi umuntu ofuna ukuselela abantu bakhe ngokuhambe tshontsha kumbe ngokuhambe qila abantu afoma ama-schemes angalamsebenzi. Ama-SMEs abakwenzi lokho. Umuntu uyahamba ayewoda amatamatisi akhe athengise, izigqoko zakhe athengise, athunge athengise. Khonokana kumele njengabantu beZimbabwe sikuhloniphe okudlula abantu abahleziyo bahambe becela kumbe bahambe besola abanye. So mina ama-SMEs ngiyawaphakamisa kakhulu, bayenza ukuthi iZimbabwe ne-Afrika iphakame.
Esekhuluma ngohulumende wakwele South Africa oze namankampani andlula amachumi amathathu ukuzobukisa e-ZITF, uNyoni uthe amazwe womabili alobudlelwano obuhle okwamagama. Umnumzana Malcolm, usomabhizimisi wakwele South Africa osemsebenzini wokupheka utshwala bewayini, ubeke ukuba uhulumende wakhe nguye omlethe ku-ZITF waphinda wamhlawulela indleko yokuza eZimbabwe, ethi iwayini yakhe isithengiswa emazweni alichumi njalo bakhanyelele ukuthola ibhizimisi eZimbabwe.
Okay, mina sukuyikapa eSouth Africa, thina siwaki wine. Manje sifika la eshow, e-trade show Zimbabwe, sifuna ukuthola ama-importer. Bazo import iwine la, bazothola i-distributor, bazodayisa iwine la eZimbabwe.
Ilizwe leSouth Africa liyasekela njalo omama abakumabhizimisi amancane, lapho unkosikazi Silungile Mkwena ugcizelele amazwi kamnumzana Green ethi uhulumende wakhe ubasekele ngokugcweleyo njalo yena useleminyaka ezobukisa ezitf.
For me, it rights ngoba sengiyenze for the past 3 years. So ngihambela kahle and senginabantu abaningi, even mise South Africa bayakwazi ukufaka ama-order ngibathumelele, because into enhle ngeZimbabwe is that we are neighbors, siyabomakhelwane. So kulula ukuthi ngithumezele impahla ngoba ifika masishana, kufana nama ngizithumezela phesheya.
Unkosikazi Sithabile Ndlovu owethekelele ezitf ubike ukuba umbukiso wezitf muhle kodwa awucaci. Wathi lokhu kukhombisa ubunzima obubhekane labo somabhizimisi lelizwe jikelele kwezenotho.
Abantu babuyile simi lezitf, ngiyabona la makhampani akhona akhanya maningi, but okukhanya kwenzakala ukuthi ezitendini zabantu kulezinto nga-1-1 nga-2-2 izitendi kazigcwalanga. Abantu babuyile, lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi amakhampani sevulekile, kodwa kutshengisa ukuthi le bhizinesi lezinto abantu abazenzayo lokhu ezizengilutshwane. Babuyile sibili kakulu izinto abazitshengisayo okugcweleyo lapha ezitf, sitshengiswa amaposta, amaphepha, silokhu esiphiwa amaphepha, kodwa wona amasevisi ngokwawo kasiwabona.
Iningi labakhulume emhlanganweni wabosomabhizimisi owenziwe namhlanje ngoba ababuki bengakavulelwa ukuthi bangene bebekhaya besola uhulumende ngohlelo lwakhe lokuzama ukuvimba ubugwelegwele be-corruption kanye lokungacaci kwemithetho eqondisa yabafusungula amabhizimisi eZimbabwe, ikakhulu owe-indigenization. Ngimele iStudio 7. ngiseZITF, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Inhlanganiso ekhankasela ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu, iZimbabwe Peace Project, ithi abasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo bancitshwa ukudla okwabelwa abalambayo ngohulumende phansi kohlelo lwe-social welfare. Embikweni wethule namuhla, inhlanganiso le ithe uhlupho lolu lubhahe kakhulu eMashonaland Central leManicaland, eMashonaland East, eMashonaland West, eMaswingo, eMathebeleland North kanye leMathebeleland South. IZPP ithi abenza lokho ngamakhansila ebandla leZANU-PF labosobhuku. Abancitshwe ukudla ngenyanga edluleyo bagoqela abasekeli bamaceli omabili e-MDC. Umqondisi we-ZPP uNkosazana Justina Mukoko usule kakhulu ubandlululo lolu.
Kuyasithokozisa ukuthi sibone ukuthi ukudla kwe-Social Welfare Department sokusabalele endaweni eziningi zelizwe, okuthi ukuthi uhulumende uyazama ukuthi abantu bathole ukudla. Kodwa nisatsho njalo akusithokozisi njengenhlanganiso ukuthi sibone ukuthi kulobandlululo ukuthi ngubani ofanele athole ukudla. Sonke siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu abayizigidi ezine ababhekane lendlala ebuhlungu kakhulu. So ukuthi sibone ukuthi abantu bayakhethwa ngezombuso welizwe ukuthi lo uzathola, lo katholi, kwenza ingani kuyasikhathaza njengenhlanganiso. Esikukhangeleleyo ukuthi nxa abantu bephiwa ukudla akulandelwe lokho okubekiweyo zenhlanganiso eziningi ezibona ngokudla ukuthi ukudla kufanele kuphiwe njani ebantwini.
Ukubandlululwa lokho lingathi kwenziwa ngabantu abakubandla leZANU-PF abaphansi, kumbe kungaba kuqansile labaphezulu bangaba belolwazi ngakho?
Kukhanya ngani kubamba bonke abantu, ngoba olunye udaba esilubonileyo eGoromonzi ikuthi kulo kansela okhethiweyo ukufanele ukuthi abebamba indaba lokuqhuba ukuthi abantu bathole ukudla. Kodwa sokube lokungenela okuthile kwalabo abangakhethwanga ukuthi babe ngukansela.
UNkosazana Justina Mukoko ngomqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Peace Project. Kodwa umeli wePhalamende wePhelandaba Mpophoma etalele ePhalamende njalo elilunga leZANU-PF, umnumzana Joseph Chuma, Ute ngamanga akhulunywa iZPP.
Akukhathalekile ukubana ungaliphi bandla, whether kumbe ungowebandla lezanup kumbe ungowamabandla amanye akushiyeshiyeneyo, kodwa into eqatheke ukuthi khona wonke umuntu oyisizalwane salapha kwele Zimbabwe ulelungelo lokuthola ukudla, njalo abe kudinga ukudla lokhu abakudingeli ntothize, badingela umuntu wonke. So laba abantu laba abathiwa ngabe-PSTs laba ngabantu abathunyiweyo, abantu abenza izinto ezingalunganga. Into ekhona eliqhibuzeka ukuthi ona ngabantu abazonda umkhokheli wethu, abafuna ukungcolisa ibizo likamongameli wethu uR.J. Mngabe, bengcolise lebizo lethu elezanu-PF. Kukanti-ke thina siyiphathi emelela abantu.
Yizigilamkhuba nje lezi, ngamanye amazwi utsho njalo.
Kakhulu ngabantu nje abafuna ukungcolisa ibizo lebandla lethu, bephinde bengcolise ibizo likamongameli wethu, bephinde bengcolise ibizo lelizwe lethu, ngoba bevele bona belenjongo yabo ukuthi bona batshintshe uhulumende ngendlela engayisiyo.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma ngumeli wephelandaba Mpophoma edale lephalamende, njalo ulilunga leZANU-PF.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Incwethi kwezempilakahle zithi luphumelele kakhulu uhlelo lokusokwa kwabesilisa eZimbabwe, njalo leli lizwe yilo eliqhuba kuhle uhlelo lolu ukwedlula amanye amazwe ezansi ye-Afrika. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuvezwe emhlanganweni lentatheli zindaba ngokuzibonisa indlela ezingaphathisa ngayo ukuthuthukisa lumkhankaso wokusokwa kwabesilisa ngokusebenzisa indlela ezingelangozi zezibhedlela. Lumhlangano owenzelwe ehoteleni yeHoliday Inn ngokusebenzelana kwabohlangothi lwenhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela ilungelo loluntu olukhangela eziphathelene lesimo segciwane lengculaza kwezomthetho olweZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, HIV and AIDS and Law Project bemanyene leyeCoalition for Effective Community Health and HIV Response Leadership and Accountability. Okhokhela uhlelo lwezokusoka kugatsha lwezempilakahle eZimbabwe, umnumzana Sinokuthemba Xaba, uthi kungalesi sizathu bekhuthazwa abesilisa ukuba bayesokwa ngobunengi bangaze besabela khatshana.
Labantu ababa lohlupho nxa besokiwe balutshwane kakhulu, kodwa lakho lanxa kwaze kube lohlupho unyana oluthile oluba khona, kule ndlela zokuthi umuntu asizwe elatshwe uhulumende uyalandelela, labantu abasebekela uhulumende kumbe ama-organizations esebenza lapho alandelela. Sibona ukuthi wonke umuntu osokiwe lamhla siyambona ngemva kwe 48 hours, nxa ungaba lohlupho uyabuya masinya. Siphinde simbone futhi ngemva kweviki, simbone ngemva kwenyanga, siphinde simbone ngemva kwe-6 weeks, bese sithi hayi sokulungile, sungakhululeka-ke uzihambe, sesimdischarge.
Lesi simo uxabethi silethwa yikuba eleZimbabwe liyazilandela iziqondiso zokuqhuba lomsebenzi wokusoka abesilisa okungenye indlela eziphathisa ukwehlisa hathi ukusabalala kwegciwane elibangela ingculaza kuphela, kodwa lokwehliswa kokusabalala kwegciwane elibangela imvukuzane yomlomo wesibeletho ele human papilloma virus.
Ngemva kwezikhathi ezithile siyazinuka amakhwapha kumbe sithina yi-audit yokukhangela uhlelo lwethu, silwenza kabili ngomnyaka. Ngo-May siyaphuma siyekhankasa sikhangela ukuthi amadokotela lamanesi benza ngemfanelo yini khonokho abakufundiswayo.
Abezempilakahle laba bathi asikho isizathu sokwesaba ukuyasokwa ngendlela yokuya esibhedlela. Abesifazane bona belendima enkulu abangayidlala ukusekela abesilisa laba, njengoba kusiza labo kwezokwehliswa kokusabalala kwegciwane le-HIV lelibangela imvukuzane yomlomo wesibeletho ele-HPV. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Harare ngingu Mavis Gama.
Live talk kulamhlanje sikhangela udaba lokuncitshwa kwabamabandla aphikisayo ukudla okwabelwa abalambayo lugatsha lukahulumende olwe-social welfare. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esagaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafithane. Omunye wabalwa becatsha owesifazana wakweleTurkey ufile ngemva kokudubuka kwebhomba ebelithiywe emzimbeni wakhe kwalimala abantu abambalwa. Owesifazana lo nguye yedwa ofileyo kulesi sehlakalo. Unkosikazi Hillary Clinton nguye ukhanya ezamela ibandla lamademokrats kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika ngolwezi. Kuthi isinothi umnumzana Donald Trump ukhanya ezamela ibandla lamaRepublicans. Ababili laba baqhubeka benqoba abancintisana labo kumaprimaries amabandla abo. Ziyaphe. Igqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu njalo elilunga lebandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Washman Ncube, umnumzana David Coulthard usecele uhulumende weMelika ukuthi ayekethise izijeziso zenotho ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF ebalisa umongameli Robert Mugabe. Esithi izijeziso lezi kaziphathisi muntu kodwa zipha ithuba inkokheli yeZANU-PF ukuthi icatshe ngomunwe. UColtat wenze isicelo lesi izolo emkhosini wokwethula ugwalo lwakhe olesihloko esithi The Struggle Continues, 50 Years of Tyranny, esigodlweni seMelika eCapitol Hill khonapha eWashington DC. Kubika intatheli yethu uChris Gande.
UColtat uthe sekule minyaka ethile yena labanye bakhe abakumabandla aphikisayo besithi izijeziso lezi kumele zesulwe ukwenzela ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lingatholi ixesha lokuncindezela uZulu lisithi imbangela izijeziso zenotho.
It's a shame that the administration has not listened to.
Uyadanisa ukuthi uhulumende weMelika elokhu engasilaleli thina abalwela ilungelo loluntu kanye labamabandla aphikisayo nxa sisithi izijeziso lezi kazisebenzi.
UColtat owayengumphathintambo wezemfundo kuhulumende womanyano utshelela umbuthano ukuthi esikhathini esedluleyo inkokheli yebutho ibimanyene kodwa lokhu kwaqhamuka ukudonselana amandla kuleli bandla kabasamanyananga.
This is unprecedented in the country in which not only
lokhu akukaze kubonakale ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF libe lamacele amaningi kangaka kodwa kathesi abakubutho amapolisa namapolisa ensida kabasamanyananga.
Umgcinisihlalo wekomiti yabameli bedale leCongress e-US House Foreign Affairs Committee umnumzana Ed Royce uncome uColtat ngokuloba ugwalo lwakhe lolu esithi luzenelisa ukuthi udaba lweZimbabwe luhlale lusemlonyeni wabantu emazweni wonke jikelele.
The cases and the human rights situations that bring to the attention
indaba zokwephula amalungelo oluntu ezethulelwa umhlaba jikelele seziphosa ukusuka enkundleni kodwa lolugwalo luzaphathisa.
Ugwalo lukaColtat lolu seludale inkulumo ngemva kokuba umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa ethe kasiloqiniswe lalotshwa kugwalo lolu okokuthi yena wajojozela ukubulawa kwabantu ngesikhathi seGugurahundi. Kodwa iphephandaba le The Chronicle laveza ukuba mpela wakhuluma lawa mazwi ngomnyaka ka-1983. Elinye njalo ilunga le-Congress umnumzana Gregory Simpkins ubuze uColtart ukuthi uzwa njani ukuthiwa ngoweZimbabwe yena emhlophe. UColtart wathi akumkhathazi lokhu ngoba isendo lakhe lafika eZimbabwe endulo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington DC nginguChris Gande.
Kuhlandla lethu elikhangela izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe kuliviki siqhubeka ngengxoxo esilethuleleyo nangeviki edluleyo. Silomnumzana Alistair Vimba osewathuthela esigabeni seTexas khonapha eMelika. Ngeviki edluleyo ubechasisa ngobunzima abhekana labo efika eMelika. Kodwa kuleviki uqhubeka ecasisa ngeminye emikhuba enziwa ngabahlala eMelika emele ilandelwe ngumuntu wonke egoqela ukufaka ingwalo zemithelo kungakedluli umhlaka 15 ngomabasa minyaka yonke.
Ngabona lami ukuthi njoba ngisebenza lami ngisebenzise eyami experience ukuthi lami ngincede nje i-community yami, lami ngiyibona ukuthi kule need yokuthi ama-service ami lapha ngancedisa abantu, lami futhi ngiphinde ngithole imali eceleni lami yokuthi ngizincede futhi kube i-side money. And yona why takes ngangiyenza full time kudala but khathesi sengimpart time ngoba with the introduction to i-online filing lama companies amane nga computer online at a very cheap price ukuthi bekuyenzele, so I drive i-business down for thina ama individual preparers. Mina ikho wangenza ukuthi ngisuke ukuthi ngenze full time ngenze part time.
Kuke kwaba lodubo lokuthi abeZimbabwe bebesenza ubuqili obuthile begcina bebanjwa sibabala emaphephandabeni.
Lokho singathi umuntu wakhona uyabe fike vele ekwazi akufuna ukuyenza ukuthi hayi mina vele ngilanda ukuzoyenza ubukhrukhu bumenemene, ngoba khona ngokwakho umthetho uqine kakhulu ngoba kuyifeloni. Ngaphi ifeloni? I-crime oyenzayo, that is punishable up to 1 year or more in jail. And abaningi abantu ababanjwayo bekhaya ababesenza ubumenemene bona besingakusho njalo babekenza kakhulu kusese yi-Bush administration. Umthetho kwakulama-loopholes within the tax systems to where abantu babekwanisa ukuthi benze ubuqili bonobo. Kodwana kuthekhathesi u-Obama sengenile, ama-loopholes lana seyavalwa ukuthi khonkhona abantu bananzelele ukuthi kwakule fraud yena le abayenzayo landlani. Kwathi kungena u-Obama so wayivala-ke i-loopholes la ukuthi abantu benze khonokho, ngoba thesi sokulamthetho yakhona ayipheli ngoba kathesi bayafuna ama-fingerprint akho, kumele uhambe emapholiseni nxa useya-apply, afuna ukuyiqalisa i-business yakho kumele uhambe emapholiseni yethatha ama-fingerprint, bafuna i-social security number yakho. I-social security number yakho e-America ngapho iphiwa yonke umuntu ukuthi im-identify ukuthi ungubani, ifanana le-I D yakho, yi-I D yakho sibile ofalayo inamba yakhona ayitshintshi. So athesis imthetho sowaba more strict to protect abantu ngenxa yobuqili bonabo abantu abaningi abakenzayo. But abantu bakithi ngananzelela ukuthi bona babebona from abantu abaningi abeNigeria babekuyenza lapho, bona nganikho abanye abaningi abafunda khona okubi kakhulu. Kodwana kukanti kathesi izinto sezingane sezitshintshile mbijana since u-Obama wangena for the past 8 years. I-crime yakhona ayiphelanga completely but isiphansi kakhulu, sebekwanisa ukuthi umuntu wakhona behle bembophe masinya nxa bengavele bembona bengareporta ka-1, sebekwanisa ukuthi umuntu wakhona behle bembophe immediately. Yikho sokuyenza ukuthi abantu abaningi bebotshwe ababelande khonokho ukuzotshontsha imali benze i-get rich scheme fast.
Ungathi umsebenzi lo wokwenza ama-taxis uyanceda icele lakho ngokwenza ibhizimusi lokunceda abantu obenzela ama-taxis wona lawo? kuqhakatheke okungakanani lapha eAmerica.
EAmerica uqhakathele ngoba wonke umuntu kumele efile ama taxes abo at the end of the day. Ngoba abantu bakhona abanye bayathola ama return. Kungumthetho vele ukuthi wonke umuntu kumele file ama taxes, but usuka kube ikhonoko nje ukuthi abantu abaningi ababebuya even bevakatshile or bezofunda and from the diaspora community. Nxa ubona omunye umuntu ejontsha enotha masinyane kenze abanye labo behawukele khonokho besicangana ukuthi ah inothi buyalula kangaka mina mvunyela ukusebenza ngapha angila nto yokwenza. So bagcina bengena kukhonokho, yikho kuyenza ukuthi abanye bakhona abanye kudala babengena ngoba kathesi sibili sokuyehle kakhulu labantu abayenzayo ngenxa yakhonokho ukuthi i-online service or table text labo textlayer.com i-online department has taken over everything ngoba the IRS futhi ya offer futhi free filing. Uyakwanisa ukuthi mina ungambhadali ukuthi ufile, you can just go online and do it for free ngoba IRS Obama has offered that as well ukuthi you don't even have to do it. Uyakwanisa ukuthumeza ama W2s akho ngapstatement elitshengisa ukuthi usebenza okungakanani, wathola imali engakanani. Uyakwanisa ukuthumeza kunjalo nje, give over IRS bekuyenzele wonke mina engikwenzayo bekuyenzele mahara. And abantu abaningi bakhetha ukuthi bona bezenzile ngoba babe befuna ukuthola maybe a little bit more or kulalokhu lalokhu abafuna ukuyenza different. So yena le program siyayenza ukuthi vele kuyehlisa abantu abafayilayo individually sibili abahambayo kuma-companies besuka besithi hayi mina mali ngiyefayila laphana ngoba sokule avenue nale ukuthi akwazi ukuzenzela ngkhaya for free.
Umnumzana Alistair Vimba isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje uMatinda Ndlovu liyamkhumbula lonke uthi secabanga ngokuba ngumlimi achiye umsebenzi wokuba ngumqeqeshi wezenguqu. Kubika uMartin Ngwenya.
Lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba uMdlovu leqembu lakhe loRapa United benqobe konkezo yamaqembu ayifica munimbili aphezulu kwele Botswana. Iqembu lakhe linqobele sajoye kakhulu kwele Botswana le Township Rollers ngokuthathu kokodwa kunkezo yeMascom Top 8 ngomgqibelo. uMdlovu uthi usecabanga ukubuyela ekhaya ayilima.
Ayisekho la nakelo lomsebenzi abantwana ukusabela abantu abami zena awonoke any other opportunity to do so.
UNdlovu nguye umqeqeshi olesicoco eziningi kwele Botswana ngemva kokuba iqembu lakhe linqobe kuligi kathathu kanye lokuthola inkezo yomncintiswano we-top 8. Usenjalo iqembu lenguqu labafana abasakhulaba leminyaka engaphansi kwamashumi amabili elama-under 20 elimela iZimbabwe libhuqe ele Botswana ngo 2-0 emdlalweni we-under 20 African Championships edlalwe eLobatsengo lesihlanu. Lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba iZimbabwe ilahlekelwe ngokodwa eqandeni kuhlandla lokuqala kobulawayo. Ukunqoba okwenziwe iZimbabwe kutsho ukuba izaqhubekela phambili lapho ezadibana khona leqembu leCameroon. NginguMartin Ngwenya wendaba seStudio 7 ngisafuna ukuba eBotswana.
Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Inhlanganiso ekhankasela ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu iZimbabwe Peace Project ithi abasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo bancitshwa ukudla okwabelwa abalambayo ilugatsha lwe-social welfare. Abenza lokhu bangabasekeli bebandla leZANU-PF. Igqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana David Coulthard secele uhulumende weMelika ukuthi ayekethise izijeziso zenotho azethulela eleZimbabwe. Njalo umhlangano wabosomabhizimusi abasembukisweni weZimbabwe International Trade Fair uvulwe lamhlanje ngumnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa umsekeli kamongameli. Ayike kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Muntungamile inkomo lilanga.